Good morning, children. Welcome to the third module. In this module, we will learn Newton's second law of motion, how it will be useful in our daily life situations. What we have learned in our second module, Galileo's experiment, it is the tendency of the body to oppose any change in the state of motion or rest. What is Newton's first law? A body continues to be in a state of rest or in a state of uniform motion along a straight line unless an unbalanced force is applied on the body to change the state. What is inertia? It is the inability of the body to change by itself its state of rest or state of uniform motion along a straight line. What are the types of inertia? Yes, there are three types: inertia of rest, inertia of motion, and inertia of direction. Let us proceed. Today's topic, Newton's second law. Let us take some examples. In the game of table tennis, if the ball hits a player, the player doesn't get hurt badly. If a cricket ball hits the spectator, he gets hurt very badly. Why? Because here the mass of the cricket ball is heavier than mass of the tennis ball. See another situation. If a person standing on a road and a bicycle hits him, will he get hurt badly? No. Suppose a truck moving with a low speed and hits him. What happens? He will be injured very badly, because the mass of the truck is more than the bicycle. Take another situation. If a stone and a bullet of same mass fire from a gun and hits the window pane, in which case window pane will be damaged badly? Yes, in case of a bullet, because the velocity of the bullet is more than the stone. So, from all these examples, we observe the impact of motion produced by an object depends on their mass and velocity of the body. This physical quantity is called momentum. So, momentum is the product of mass and velocity. In symbols, we note it as P. P equal to M into V. So its SI unit will become kg into meter per second, which is equal to kg meter per second. Momentum is a vector. Why? Because it has magnitude and direction. Suppose, children, if the velocity of the body is zero, what do you observe? P is also zero, since mass can never be zero, because mass is the amount of matter contained in it. To get the statement for second law, let us take another situation in which a car with a dead battery is to be pushed along a straight road to give with a speed of 1 meter per second, you think. But this is sufficient to start the engine. Suppose one or two persons give a sudden push to it, it hardly starts. But a continuous push over the some time results in a gradual acceleration of the car to this speed. This means the change of momentum of the car is not only determined by the magnitude of the force, but also by the time during which the force is exerted. So what you notice here, so force is necessary to change the momentum of an object depends on the time rate at which the momentum is changed. See like this similar example in our PPT slide. the role of change of momentum of a body, which leads to the definition for second law. So Newton's second law, the rate of change of momentum of a body is directly proportional to the external force applied on the body, and this change takes place always in the direction of the applied force. So change in momentum by time is directly proportional to force applied. Means if F is more, the change in the momentum is also more. What is the mathematical observation for Newton's second law? If we consider mass of a body as m and initial velocity of the body along a straight line is u and F is an external force applied on the body which is constant in magnitude and t equal to time for which the force is applied t seconds and v is the final velocity of the body along the same straight line after t seconds. So the initial momentum of the body is p1 equal to mu, final momentum of the body p2 equal to mv. Therefore the change in momentum is what, children? P2 minus P1, that is mv minus mu. If you take out m common, m into v minus u. Rate of change of momentum equal to nothing but change in momentum by time. So m into v minus u by t. You all know what is v minus u by t, that is acceleration. So which is equal to ma. So according to Newton's second law, rate of change of momentum is directly proportional to the force applied on an object. So ma is directly proportional to F. So to remove constant, directly proportional constant, F equal to K ma, where K is the proportionality constant, take it as 1. F equal to, because m is 1 kg, a is 1 meter per second square. So F equal to ma. This shows what? The Newton's second law, we can measure the force. So let us discuss what is the unit of F here. So force equal to m into a, we said. M is what? Kg. A is what? Meter per second square. So kg into meter per second square is 1 Newton. So here we observe that the mathematical formation of Newton's second law is the product of mass and acceleration. Now let us know what is the definition of 1 Newton. Force which produces an acceleration of 1 meter per second square in a kg of mass 1. So 1 Newton equal to 1 kg meter per second square. Next to see, children, how this law will be useful in our daily life situations. For example, simple example I'll say. Catching a cricket ball. A fielder catches the fast moving ball very conveniently by pulling his hands backwards. Why? Yes, to prevent injury to his hands. You can see the figure in the PPT slide. But how? In this process, the player increases the time during which high velocity of the cricket ball reduces to zero. Means the acceleration of the ball decreases. That is why he moves his hands backwards. Therefore, here what do you observe? The impact of catching the fast ball, that is What is reduced? Force is reduced. Take another example. In case of high jump. In the athletic event, for high jump, the athletes are made to fall either on a cushion mat or on a sand bed. Why? This is because to avoid injury to the athlete. But how? Falling on a cushioned or sand bed will increase the time during which high velocity of the athlete would be reduced to zero. So like this, think some other practical situations. Now, how Newton's first law of motion can be deduced from Newton's second law? We know that F equal to ma. This means m into v minus u by t. So if you do cross multiplication, ft equal to mv minus mu. Suppose here there is no external force is applied on an object, means F equal to 0. That means mv minus mu equal to 0. So mathematically mv equal to mu, that means v equal to u. It means the body will continue to move with the same momentum, same uniform velocity u throughout the time t. When no external force is applied on the body. Let us take some numerical examples. Small sum I'll give first. Direct using formula. What is the acceleration produced by a force of 15 Newton exerted on an object of mass 5 kg? So here you must find what is A. M is given 5 kg and F is given 15 Newtons. So what is the formula? F equal to ma. So A equal to F by M, that is 15 Newton by 5 kg. What you will get? 1 Newton is nothing but kg meter per second square. So 15 kg meter per second square divided by 5 kg. So what we will get? 3 meter per second square. Yes, so acceleration equal to 3 meter per second square. Now take second problem. In case of catching the ball in a cricket match, here 2 bits I'll ask this question. First one, if fielder catches the ball directly without pulling his hands backwards, we will find out what is the force. Here we take initial velocity of the ball is 15 meter per second. And mass of the ball, you think it is 150 grams. Time taken for the fielder is 1 second. So what is the formula we use? F equal to m into v minus u by t. 150 grams I gave. You must convert into kilograms. So 150 by 1000 into what is the initial velocity here? Yes, it is 0. So 150 by 1000 into 0 minus 15 by 1, which is equal to 0, 0, table you take and cancel, 10 table. So remaining will be numerator 15 into minus 15, it becomes minus 225. 100 into 1, it becomes 100. So minus 225 by 100 is minus 2.25 newtons. Think approximate value will take minus 2 newtons. Now, in second case, suppose if he catches the ball by pulling his hands backwards, what happens? Time taken by the fielder is, obviously it should be more, because you learned in the definition. So now I'll give, time is 2 seconds and velocity of the ball is 15 meter per second. Mass is same, 150 grams. Obviously, initial velocity I gave same. Mass is also same. You all know what is the final velocity? Zero. So again, same formula. F equal to m into v minus u by t. That is 150 by 1000 into 0 minus 15 by 2. After simplification, it becomes minus 225 by 200. That is approximately minus 1.12 Newton. That is, we'll take approximate value minus 1 Newton. So here, what is the difference you observed? In first case, you got force is minus 2 Newton. In second case, you got force is minus 1 Newton. In which case you got force more? Yes, in first case, minus 2 Newton is greater than minus 1 Newton. So what do you observe here? The impact of momentum reduces to less time here. So force is also decreased. So in second case, you applied very less force because here momentum is decreased. Here the negative sign you got, both the cases. What is the negative sign indicates here? Negative sign indicates the force, because acceleration is here retarded. Retarded means negative acceleration, because the velocity of the ball decreases before reaching to the fielder's hand. So like this, some more practical problems you can practice from your textbook based on this lab. Now let us recapitulate what we learned. Momentum, it is the product of mass into velocity. What is Newton's second law? Newton's second law, the rate of change of momentum of a body is directly proportional to the external force applied on the body, and this change takes place always in the direction of the applied force. What is the mathematical observation? F equal to ma. What is the unit of force? 1 Newton. So children, thank you. We'll meet again in our next module.